From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Three more stabbing attacks today in Israel, two in the city of Hebron, a third at an East Jerusalem checkpoint, all ending in the deaths of Palestinian attackers. Robert Berger has more on the wave of attacks on Israeli citizens from Jerusalem. And we'll have that story in just a moment. Mr. Berger reporting from Jerusalem.
Israeli troops fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in the West Bank after several stabbing attacks. The violence erupted a month ago at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians accuse Israel of trying to take over the Al-Aqsa compound. This Palestinian man on the street says the stabbings are a natural response to Israeli actions at Al-Aqsa. Israel categorically denies any attempt to change the status quo at the disputed holy place. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Activists say a top commander, an al-Qaeda Syrian affiliate, has been killed in an airstrike. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Abdullah Mohsen Abdallah Ibrahim al-Tarek, better known as Sanafi al-Nasser, is dead. This is VOA News. Busloads of migrants began arriving from Croatia today for the first time, diverted there after Hungary sealed its border with Croatia. A final group of migrants crossed just before a large fence went up at midnight Friday. The United Nations Refugee Agency expressed concern about Hungary's action and that it could strand migrants without access to basic needs. Nicholas Sturup is the agency's coordinator in the area.
Of course, that brings an additional concern that people will be stuck without access to the basic protection.
Hungary, meantime, says it is duty-bound to secure borders of the European Union from the mainly Muslim migrants, threatening, it says, the prosperity, security, and Christian values of Europe. In response to the Hungarian move, Slovenia says it will continue to accept the migrants, but wants to control the influx and divert new arrivals to refugee centers. A group of 10 players from Eritrea's national football team claiming asylum in Botswana after a World Cup qualifier have gotten a temporary reprieve. The court said Friday the players could stay temporarily and have their asylum case reviewed on December 11th. The players refused to return to Eritrea and turned themselves over to authorities in Botswana's second city of Francistown on Wednesday, one day after losing 3-1 to Botswana to be eliminated from World Cup qualifying rounds. Lawyers say the players are members of the army at home and could face a court-martial and treason charges if sent back. Taiwan's ruling Nationalist Party dumped its unpopular presidential candidate on Saturday, 3 months before an election that the pro-independence opposition is heavily favored to win. Ralph Jennings reports from Taipei.
The Nationalist Party, which has ruled Taiwan for nearly 8 years, removed veteran legislator Hong Xiu-ju as its nominee for president, and has picked instead Eric Zhu, who is party chairman and mayor of the island's biggest city. Any victory for the Nationalist Party would sustain conciliatory relations with China, which claims sovereignty over self-ruled Taiwan and has threatened to take it by force if necessary. Alexander Huang, a strategic studies professor at Nanjiang University in Taiwan, says China is privately hoping the Nationalists remain strong.
The general sense is that Beijing would like to see that KMT maintain its political influence with a comfortable footprint in Taiwan.
Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
A powerful, slow-moving typhoon is swirling towards the Philippines, raising the threat of torrential rains and possibly catastrophic flooding on the main island of Luzon. Forecasters predict Typhoon Kapu will make landfall early tomorrow and could stall once it arrives, dumping as much as 600 millimeters of rain over the next several days. As of midday Saturday, the storm had sustained winds of up to 160 kilometers per hour and was expected to continue strengthening before hitting the country. The biggest threat, however, could come from rain and the resulting floods, landslides, and storm surges, according to forecasters in the area. This is